Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. We're about to get ready to start our live sermon. But before, we got some praise and worship because I got to set up. I'm having some technical problems. So please stand by.
Hello, I'm Don Daler, and this is 2020 In Touch. Although it's not talked about openly today, exorcism is practiced by the Catholic Church almost daily somewhere in the world. Elizabeth Vargas travels to Rome, where there is a growing demand for the ritual of exorcism.
Hold it, hold it.
Leave.
No!
No!
It is something this Los Angeles woman, seen in the documentary Satan Unmasked, says brought her peace. It is something a woman behind these glass doors in Italy hopes will save her. Exorcism, the casting out of demons through ritual prayer, is practiced in many faiths. It is most often associated with one, Roman Catholicism.
Exorcism has deep roots in Catholic tradition when performed by priests given special permission by their bishops. The number of priests approved to perform exorcisms has grown with demand. Here in Italy, about two decades ago, there were 20 approved priests to perform exorcisms. Today, there are 350.
Last month, Father Frank Desiderio, an executive producer of Paulus Productions, was in Rome interviewing exorcists for the documentary Satan Unmasked. They spoke with Father Gabriele Amorth, who was for years the chief exorcist at the Vatican.
I average 10 or 12 exorcisms a day, about 3,000 exorcisms a year. Now multiply that by 21 years, and it's more than 60,000 exorcisms.
Some time ago in this Litchfield home, wife and mother Pat Redding felt as if she were possessed by evil spirits. She went through a series of 16 exorcisms, witnessed firsthand by her daughter Michelle.
When you see the person that you love being attacked by something invisible, so heinous and so disgusting, you will look for anything to stop it.
The situation started, says Michelle, with strange banging noises in their home. It moved on to a mysterious overturning of all their furniture, and eventually to attacks on Pat Redding from an invisible force.
It would rip her hair out. There'd be plenty of witnesses. And it would rip it right out of her scalp. An invisible force. She'd scream. She'd jerk backward. I'd turn around. She'd be in pain. Of course, she would panic. She'd cry. She was shocked.
And did she have actual physical marks on her body?
Absolutely.
And they couldn't have been self-inflicted?
No. Bite marks on her back. She would end up with black and blue marks in the most bizarre places that she wouldn't have been able to do herself.
Fearful and bewildered, the family turned to a team of paranormal investigators led by John Zaffis, who is now writing a book on the case.
We have what we call soul victims, if you will. Purely innocent individuals that never had any exposure to paranormal stuff whatsoever, and during the course of their life, they just fall victim.
Now, this is a delicate question to ask, but how do you know that it's not somebody with psychological problems? I mean, different psychological problems can manifest themselves in very strong ways.
She was found to have no psychosis. There was nothing wrong with her.
Medically, physically, everything had been ruled out.
Exhausted.
Into that point, that's when a decision had to be made. And that's when, actually, we had the Roman Catholic Church involved.
Connecticut Bishop John McKenna agreed to perform the exorcism, although it was not officially sanctioned by the Vatican. Exorcists say it's the demons inside that give the possessed strange voices and unusual strength. They say that necessitated restraining Pat during her exorcism.
Before this happened, did you believe in possession? Did you believe
No. Before this happened, we were your average middle-class family.
Then what do the two of you say to people out there watching this who I'm sure are thinking, these look like perfectly nice people, but you cannot convince me your mom was possessed by demons?
There's really no way to convince them unless they want to believe. But I knew my mother, and she didn't believe at all in that, and it existed.
Please keep sending your comments via email or record them on a cell phone or webcam and send them to us at abcnews.com. We just might feature you on our next daily webcast. I'm Don Daler. For all of us at 2020, we're in touch, so you be in touch.
Captain John Durden, good evening, and welcome to Live Deliverance Internet Radio. Before we get on air, can you explain to the audience what you encountered with demons as a hospital chaplain when you ordained me?
Why not really bring up, like part of my job is I go around and visit the different patients and being led by the Holy Spirit and be trying to determine, what can I do to aid those who don't know the Lord, just been in church but never been taught properly, or just think that is their salvation is joining the church. And majority of the people that I met in that hospital, they thought they were saved because they were a member of a church. But anyway, I went to this particular room and I spoke to the gentleman, identified myself to him, and then and he said, I didn't ask for no chaplain, you know. I said, I didn't say you did. I'm just visiting. That's part of my job, you know. He said, what do you do? And then what happened was I tried to lead him to the Lord. And what?
Go ahead. We had a technical problem. Keep talking.
Oh, okay. And when I tried to lead the gentleman to the Lord, he says, man, I don't need no Jesus. You know, I'm all right. You know, I go to church, not your church, but I go to church and blah, 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 you know. So I says, well, what about salvation? And he thought because he was a member of the church. And when I clarified it for him, he says, I tried to clarify it for him. I said, would you like to accept Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? He said to me, well, I don't feel too good. I'm so sleeping tired. You called at the wrong time, brother. And would you call back? I really would appreciate it because, you know, I really like what you got to say. God bless you. And I said, okay, no problem. I'll be back in a little while. He said, okay. So I went back to my office. Then I said about 10, 15 minutes later, I wanted a Coke. So I went downstairs and went to the shop there to get a little advertisement, like a little sandwich or something. When I walked in the place, the man was in the shop there, just laughing and tickling with everybody and everything else. Now, he's a gentleman who said 15 minutes ago he wasn't feeling too well, feeling nauseous, he was sleeping and everything else. And with him, that was, I didn't know at the time, but that was that demonic using him to pull my leg. And I was shocked when I saw him in there. He laughed and the kid and everything else. And then he started joking about, hey, you know, I had some preaching there talking about I need to be saved, and these kinds of things. So I didn't know. I got tricked by the devil. I can tell you about 30 or 40 stories, but that's one that really stands out.
Amen. We're about to get ready to go live now here at Live Deliverance Internet Radio Ministries. We want to thank you for listening to us here. Chaplain John Durden ordained me as a pastor after I got out of the military. And I want to thank him and his predecessor, Emmanuel Williams, which is a wonderful man. He played piano for my wedding. God bless him wherever he's at. I respect him, and I respect all of you who are here, and we respect everybody who's listening. We're about to bring a teaching on live. We're going to be going simultaneously right now with www.livedeliverance.com. Heavenly Father, Lord, we come in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. Our God has anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost, and who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil because God was with him. Holy Spirit, use me as your oracle. Allow the power of God to penetrate the hearer, Lord. We take authority over Satan and every demonic force that will come against this word. Lord, your word says as soon as this word is sown, Satan comes immediately to choke the word out. We come in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth so he won't choke the word of God out. We bind satanic forces, hindrance, mind, spirits, stress, worry. Every demon that attack a human being, we come up against it tonight. We ask that the power of the Holy Spirit use me as your oracle to teach the truth concerning an uncomfortable sermon that I'm about to teach tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Chaplain Durden, thank you for your assistance. We will be coming in for your comments after and also your point of view of the sermon. Chaplain John Durden will be coming in after. I want to talk about something that's very interesting worldwide. I thank the 123,000 people that's listening to me tonight. I thank you that you trust me that I can bring the Word of God to you. Most Christians don't know the Bible. All they know is Jesus. They don't know the Bible. They don't know nothing in it. They couldn't quote 20 scriptures if you told them. If I walk up to a person and say, quote 20 scriptures of the Bible to me, they don't even know. And then they say the first miracle that Jesus performed was turning water into wine. That ain't even in the Bible. The first miracle that Jesus performed was casting out demons. But that's not popular. I want to talk about these preachers, American preachers, Jamaican people, especially these Jamaican preachers and these American preachers, these prosperity ministries. There's nowhere in the Bible that the Bible says that prosperity is a part of being righteousness. I can prove it to you tonight. Why is it that you don't know the Bible? Who told you to be ignorant? Why is it that you won't study the Bible, but yet you'll go to church, you'll go listen to this preacher, you'll hear have you jumping up and down. Then after he gets you to jump up and down, he got you emotional. He got you where he won't. Now he's coming for the money. Now he's going to tell you that his wife is the first lady. That ain't nowhere in the Bible. The Bible says in Romans chapter 2, 11, God shows no respect to person. So if a man is married to a woman, and if I was married to a woman, what would my wife be? Third lady? Fourth lady? Fifth lady? That's not in the Bible. The Bible called it piss and dung, 2 Kings 18:26, and I'm sick of it. I'm sick of these so-called preachers teaching people nothing. All they do is want their money. That's all they do. Now, the thing going on now is the billion-dollar ministry. God says, seek not to become rich. When I dedicated my life to Christ after I had a traumatic experience in the military, I could have died. I could have died four times. I done had a gun against my head. I'd have been shot four times. I'm supposed to be dead. And I told the Lord, if you can just get me out of this, I'll serve you. I'm not in the ministry for money. But it do take money to run a ministry. I'm bone dry. Not one dime do I have. But I'm going to teach the word. I'm not here to steal people's money. I'm here to teach the truth. Now, some of you who don't know what I'm about to say, you better really hear me. Because every pastor that's out here, God is not pleased with. Let's look at this in Jeremiah 23:1. Woe be unto the pastors that destroy. Wait a minute now. This word destroy, D-E-S-T-R-O-Y, that means to take something out, to kill it. To kill it. I was a soldier. I was a sniper. When I pulled that weapon to kill that, hit that headshot, my job was to destroy the enemy. That's what my job was. And that's no different than what I did. But it says here, woe be unto the pastors. These are preachers that destroy and scatter. Now, the word scatter is to separate, to move apart, to bring asunder. If you have, say, for instance, you have a girlfriend, okay? Now, I got my girlfriend sitting here. She's listening. And she's too pretty for everybody to see, so I'm going to leave her over there. But if we was arguing and we would scatter our relationship, pastors are scattering the relationship with Christians because they're teaching false doctrine. Now, can anybody show me where the Bible says that a prosperity is a part of a ministry? It's not. They're taking your money. Then they entertain you, and here we come. First lady, and she comes up, and then you got the armor bearer. He walk up to the preacher. You see that in church? The armor bearer, and he's guarding the man of God. That ain't no man of God. That man ain't casting out no demons. He's not the man of God. That man ain't healing no sick. He ain't no man of God. That man is not giving out any word of knowledge. He is no man of God. Well, why are you like there? Oh, the music sounds real good. The Bible ain't said nothing about being sounding good with no music. Why are you at a church that does not do what Jesus do? Jesus cast out demons. Jesus healed the sick. Jesus raised the dead. Jesus gave us 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit, and not one pastor would try to teach that to each individual because they want to control you, which is witchcraft. That's in Galatians 5:19. Stop letting people control you and let the Holy Spirit control you. The Bible tells us in Galatians 5:1, stand fast in the liberty wherein Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Now, listen to this, Jeremiah 23, verse 2. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, the God of Israel, the pastors that feed my people, you have scattered my flock. And they're doing that today. Jesse DePlantis, that ain't no preacher. And you tell T.D. Jakes that I said he need to get him off air. T.D. Jakes, are you familiar with T.D. Jakes? He ain't no preacher. T.D. Jakes says, I find it okay to coexist with homosexuals. I don't find it to coexist with homosexuality. Because the Bible says that we ain't supposed to be mingling with homosexuality. But if he's a preacher, and if he says that, and you don't know the Bible, who are you going to believe, the preacher of the Bible? Well, let's see what the Bible says. This is for the T.D. Jakes lovers. T.D. Jakes ain't known nothing to me. I ain't think about T.D. Jakes. I don't even recognize him as a Christian. He's just an inspirational teacher. That's all he is. But you get caught up in that, and you think you got a preacher. Well, ask T.D. Jakes this. Since he says that I have no problem coexisting with homosexuals, ask him that what you heard tonight, does he have a problem with this? Romans chapter 1, verse 26. For this cause God gave them up to vile afflictions. For even their women did change the nature, use against which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving their natural use of the woman, burnt in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves recompenses of their error, which was met. And even as they did not like to retain God. See, homosexuality don't want to retain God because they want to live a lifestyle that's opposite of God. Because God destroyed Solomon and Gomorrah because of homosexuality, and now you got a preacher on here saying, I find it, I find it okay to coexist with homosexuals. But I don't find it like that. Because the Bible says that these people were set as an example that God did not like. God didn't say nothing about no Adam and Adam. He said Adam and Eve. And in America, I'm an American. It's messed up in America. Today, we had a violent shooting of black people getting gunned down by white people. But why is this so strange? The Bible says nothing new under the sun. They've been doing it since 1776. Why is it that racism is so heavy in America? Why is it that the preachers like T.T. Jakes, Creflo Dollar, Jesse DePlante, why are they so popular? They ain't teaching nothing. And the devil will feed you that, and you wind up going to hell listening to something that's contrary to Scripture. And likewise also the men, leaving their natural use of the woman, burnt in their own lust toward one another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving themselves in the recompenses of their error, which was met. And even as they did not like to retain God in their thoughts, see there? But T.D. Jake says he found it no problem to coexist with them. I find a problem because they don't want God in their thoughts. I don't want nobody around me that don't want God. Amos 3:3 says, how can two come together unless they agree? It's just foolishness. It's foolishness. It's demonic, and you don't know the Bible. The American system is so messed up with Christianity that it's really not Christianity. Where is the faith teachers? Why don't they be walking the Creflo Dollars, the Jesse DePlanet, and raise money for awareness for racism? Racism is very, very prevalent in America. I don't live in America, and I'm an American. I don't want to live in America. I don't want to sin there. You know what? If you're American, let me tell you what you like. I'm an American, see. I'm an American veteran. So you got to listen to me. If you like money, come to America. If you like greed, come to America. If you like making all kind of money and just doing any kind of sin you want to do and find a church that comforts you with that, go to America. Pack with them. And Jamaica trying to follow America. Jamaica shouldn't be trying to follow America. Jamaica needs to get its independence from this queen that's taxing these people here. See, this is a spirit. Homosexuality is a spirit. False prophets is a spirit. Preachers that's not teaching the truth is definitely a spirit. Paul says we're not wrestling against flesh and blood. And y'all go right back to the same thing and go by the same bull, the junk, the garbage. You're trusting, Americans trusting in Donald J. Trump. Donald J. Trump is not a Christian. He's a thug, a gangster. Joe Biden ain't no Christian. He's a Catholic. I used to be Catholic. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. That ain't in the Bible. Heavenly Father, bless me, Father, for I have sinned. And the priest, he in here listening to all your sins. What did you do? I masturbated. And you can hear the priest in there, how did you do it? He in there masturbating. I done seen this. I'm bringing it to get the kids out the room because this ain't for children. The Roman Catholic Church killed 323 human children, nuns having babies in 1932 and putting them up under the church. The Bible says if a man cannot contain himself, it's best that he get a wife. But no, America don't want that. Y'all want entertainment. Not here. This is the word. God is tired of it. God is sick of it. And me as an American veteran, I'm sick of getting on the news and seeing black people getting gunned down. And y'all put your trust in Barack Obama. Let me get on him. First black president, right? What did he do? He legalized homosexuality. He going to burn hell wide open. Barack Obama, Joe Biden, they're not Christians. They are politicians. And to be a politician, you got to be cruel and rude to people. And you got to be a friend to this person and then cut a deal. I ain't cutting a deal with nobody but the Word of God. I ain't cutting no deals. I don't cut deals. I teach the truth, God's Word. And God wants you people to stop following all this mess and read the Bible for yourself. You don't know the Bible. So they tell you anything. You're stupid enough to believe it. Study it. Why you don't want to study the Bible? But you'll get up, you put your clothes on the wrong day. God isn't about no Sunday. There ain't no way in the Bible. Jesus cast out demons. The Bible says it was on the Sabbath day that he cast out demons. He cast out demons on no Sunday. He says he's Lord of Sabbath, but y'all don't want to believe that. Y'all don't want to believe none of that. You want to believe Christianity how you want to believe it. Jeremiah 14:14 says, thus said Lord, I've not sent them to speak my word because you don't know the Bible yourself. And when you don't know the word of God, when you don't know the word of God, you're messed up. You're really messed up. Jesus says in Matthew 24:4, and Jesus answered and said to them, take heed that no man deceive you. You being deceived when you don't know the Bible. You being deceived when you don't know the truth. And then they get you and you join the church, and then what they get you to do when you join the church? They're going to put you on some committee. You're going to be cleaning the church up. You ain't going to have no money. You ain't going to have one dime, and you're going to get in your car and go clean the church, and you're doing lessons to the Lord. I said, Lord, bless you. No, a labor's not worth if it's higher. Pay the people. I have staff members that can't afford to tithe. Well, Pastor, you got to make them tithe. No, they don't have the money. And when they get it, they're tithe. Oh, he got the tithe. If they can't, God understand them. That's them between the Lord. I'm not going to kick nobody out because they can't tithe. Everybody have financial problems. Tithing is an act of faith. Those are people who are consistent in faith. And people who don't tithe, they just don't have faith. But I can't tell them that. They have to go through it. I tithe even if I don't have nothing. I still tithe. I'm not trying to criticize somebody who don't tithe here. I even had a sister in Christ, a member, I told her, don't tithe to me. She can't afford it. There's a time and place for everything. When she gets the money right, God, she can be back at the tithe again. Y'all stop trying to tell these people to tithe their money and trust God, and because you think some money that some white man on it, some slave owner from America, is going to open the door for God for them. Bunch of foolishness. I'm really sick of it. I'm sick of it. False prophets. Got a lot of them out here. My heart within me is broken because of the prophets. All my bones shake. I'm like a drunken man. And like a man whom wine has overcome because of the Lord and because of the words of his holiness. For the land is full of adultery. For because of swearing, the land's moored, the pleasant places of the wilderness are dried up, and their courts is evil, and their forces is not right. For both prophet and priest are profane, ye. In my house have I found their wickedness, said the Lord. You got ordained deliverance ministers. Ordained. Got all kind of revelation and chasing money. You got ministries charging people $2,000 to do a deliverance session. And Jesus never charged nobody in the Bible. So they beyond Jesus. You got pastors call themselves generals. Now, here's a new movement, the billion-dollar ministry. If you Christians like money, get the hell out of Christianity and go in the world. Go in the world. The world chase money. No, you want to tag that on, and y'all thinking that that's Christianity. That ain't Christianity. That is so far from Christianity. I'll show you how come it's so far from Christianity. But because you don't know the Bible, and the devil loves people who don't know the Bible. Oh, he love y'all. He eats y'all like mincemeat. And you got people out here that's into theology. Theology is created by man. They ain't got nothing to do with Jesus Christ. I'm a theologian. They do Brother John like a dog, my best friend. They do him like a dog. People listen on air for this man. This man trying to serve God. He's 81 years of age. He's trying to learn the ministry of deliverance. And the way that they talk to him, I sit back and the Lord said, no, he's in training, Lord, trying to teach him something. And they just talk to him like he ain't nothing. But he's trying to serve God. Proverbs 23:4. Proverbs chapter 23, verse 4. Proverbs 23:4. Make sure I got it right. 23:4. That's Psalms, Proverbs. Okay, let's read this. I want everybody to say this out loud. Labor. Labor not to be rich. Cease from thy own wisdom. I saw T.D. Jakes and Tyler Perry. I ain't got nothing against Tyler Perry. Good entertainer. Dress up like a man to entertain. Dress up like a woman to entertain people. cross-dressing, which is against scripture, lay hands on T.D. Jakes, and he's going like he in shock because he's going to get $1 million. This ain't nothing but game. And God's getting tired of it. And when Judgment Day, we're going to find out whether I'm going to be there in heaven or hell. We're going to find out where everybody's going to be. Come down to the truth. God is sick of this foolishness. Pastor Durden told me he was in a Baptist church 20 years. They ain't learned nothing. Tell me, we have his written word. Well, if you have the written word, why not you operating in it? Why not you casting out demons? Why are you in some church that ain't teaching you nothing? You like the pastor? You know, some people go to church because they lusted after the pastor. They lusted after the pastor's wife. Get the children out of here. This ain't for no kids. Get them out. Then they got the Friday night meetings, the single night. That's fornication night. I call that fornication night. Single night. Pitiful. God didn't tell us to seek to become rich. He ain't never said that. Let Jesse Duplantis and Creflo Dollar flip it. And then they like to take the book of Mark and convince you that they're talking about money. The seed. So everything with seed means money in a faith church. I don't like faith churches. I took off. I don't even call him an apostle no more. What's his name? Andrew J. Scott. That's all I call him. Ain't nothing but a hustler. That's all he is, a hustler. When he got on air, and you can tell him I told him. Tell him I said it. I wanted to meet with him and tell him why I took him off air. You know what he told me? It was nice knowing you're taking care. He gets on air and say he got a cure for COVID-19. Send in $190, and I'll give you a couple of scriptures. The scriptures that I read, they had nothing to do with healing. Because he says it, and he's popular, you buy it. There ain't no way in scripture. The Bible says, by the stripes of Jesus, we're healed. What are you paying for when something has already been paid for? It doesn't make any sense because you don't know the Bible. And they're very good with words. They're very excellent oratorials. Now, my word tells me are bought with a price. For ye are bought with a price. Well, why are you paying for healing? Now, I've preached this before, but this back in my spirit, and somebody else needs to see it, and they need to hear it. Why are you paying somebody money to get in the line when he said, by the stripes of Jesus, you're healed? Yes, we need money. I need money to run the church. Now, I'm not saying this to try to get your money. Let me say this right now. I ain't trying to say this to move on your emotions. Don't let nobody move on your emotions and sermons, because that's when your money going to be gone. You better test the spirit and stop running on your emotion. I have a $5,000 repair at my house. I'm trusting the Lord. I got a $485 repair for my garage. I'm trusting the Lord. I'm not trying to get up on here and raise money for that. I'm trying to raise money to pay the internet bill. Because my day is going to come. God already told me when I get my disability, I'm on. And when I get my disability, everybody going to know. You know why? Because I don't want no tithes and offerings from nobody. Not one person would I need it from. But it's biblical that I have to do it because people are ministers that I would use it for the ministry. I don't use money for self-profit. Don't no pastor need no gold commode. You got pastors with gold commodes, and they ain't even casting out demons. It's pitiful when I saw Leroy Thompson, him and Creflo Dollar dancing on money. I wish I had a shotgun while they was up in there. And y'all fools running up in there, throwing them your money, giving them your whole wallet. You a fool. You've been bewitched. Oh, foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you that you may not obey the truth whose eyes evidently Jesus Christ set forth before us? We've been tricked. And we've been tricked by the devil very well. He done painted a good picture. $1 million ministry. $1 million ministry. I'm no associated with John Eckhart. God bless him. Move on. I ain't got nothing to do with him. He don't want his stuff on air. Goodbye. Leave me alone. Don't call me no more because I ain't doing nothing else. His stuff is off air. God bless him. people are looking after their own legacies and money, and everything got something to do with money in the ministry. Well, the Bible tells me that all God's riches is his, according to Romans 10:12. I'm seeing ministers, ordained ministers, chasing nothing but money. And you getting caught up in it. You buying it. You don't know the Bible. Hurry up and get down here in the line and send your money. Y'all jumping and the music going and the music playing and they making you feel good. Now they're working you up. $1,000 faith lines. That's not in the Bible. You got one either buying them who is not an evangelist. And you tell her I said it, I rebuke her. She ain't no evangelist. She got towels she's selling people. You got Shannon Davis selling cups, deliverance cups, and he don't even have the Holy Ghost. Call Omega Man Radio, running around talking about Trump. Called me talking about the Pontus is over. Christians are just as stupid in the world because you don't know the Bible. You don't really know what holiness is. You don't know what suffering is. You have to suffer to be a Christian. Christianity is not easy, but it's been marketed, and I'm not getting caught up. Don't any of y'all think I'm going to sell out, because I'm not. Now, you want the word, you can come with me. All I ask for tithes and offerings for the members. I don't like to take nothing else of what I can afford. I don't have not one dime to my name, but I'm rich by Christ. Yes, I have financial problems with the radio ministry, but guess who delivered me? The Lord. And people put pressure on you. Christians, don't let nobody put no pressure on you. People take every damn dime they can get from you. They call bloodsuckers. Be careful with people like that. People don't care nothing about you. The only person that cares something about you is the Lord Jesus. That's the only, and you don't care nothing about him because you don't tend to spend no time with him. You only call on him when you want something, like he's a palm shop. You never thank him for what you got. You're very ungrateful. You're alive. You're not in hell. That don't mean nothing. You want the money. See, this has been produced throughout the ministry, throughout all these years, these so-called prosperity ministries. I don't see any of them helping anybody in Ukraine. I don't see them sending no money over there to feed them. Bloodsuckers. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 3. If any man teaches otherwise and consent not with the wholesome words of even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrines which is according to godliness. We don't see that no more. Ain't no godliness. Money. 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 I was at a church in Jamaica. Andrew Stacy Scott, Greater Works, got people getting in line, sacrificial offering, see it on the people's faith, trying to make people pay double. So I'm going to clear the house. And they take that money, and they make sure their family get taken care of, and you go last. Don't care nothing about you. They give you a word of knowledge or two or here or there, thinking you're part of the church, but you're going to be back in there volunteering again, working for nothing. That's not God. I have staff members have financial problems. I don't have the money to help them. I said, keep the tithe money and pay the bill. There ain't no curse to that. You're a curse. God wants you to pay your bills. Oh, now he going against scripture. I'm having compassion on people because people have been sucked up and sucked out of money. They've been so drained and so sucked up, it's pitiful. I hear it all the time when people call me, and I'm sick of it. I'm really sick of how the church is operating and how it's acting. If any man teach otherwise and consent not with the wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrines which is according to godliness, he is proud, knowing nothing, but doubting about questions and strifes and words, wherefore cometh envy, strife, railing, evil surmising, perverse, disputers of men of corrupt minds, and destitutes of the truth, supporting that gain is godliness. See, that's where we at right now. $1 million ministry. Had a lawyer sent me a letter from another minister. She called herself a $1 million ministry. I don't care who she is. She better not ever call me back and ever tell me nothing else about nothing, because I'm going to tell her something. I am so sick of these so-called Christians running for money. Everything is money. And then the pastors trick you. They call one pastor to click. He come to the church in 6 months, and he go over there, and then you go over there, and then next week his other buddy, 3, 4, 5 months, you haven't heard, he's coming for a revival. Do you see any changes? Do you really see wheelchairs being moved? No. Do you see the dead being raised? Mm-mm. Little word of knowledge is going to be 9 months down the line. It ain't going to be tomorrow. I ain't never seen a word of knowledge the next day say, tomorrow you have $5,000 in your account. I ain't never saw that. You know why? They can't hear God. And guess who's getting bamboozled? You. You don't know the Bible. You don't know the truth. You don't have discernment. You don't have one gift. And so they take your money. Here they come, taking you some oil and pour it in the water. Well, you get healed. That ain't in the Bible. Paul had a handkerchief, and they got healed. You got people taking handkerchiefs trying to be like Paul and don't even have his anointing. You have people out here calling themselves apostles. They don't even know what the word apostle is. Everything is fashionable and money nowadays. I'm not in the gospel for money. I just need the radio bills to be paid, and I can teach. And my day is going to come to a point where I don't ever have to ask nobody for one dime. I really don't even like to ask nobody for nothing. I really don't. I cannot wait till the Lord bless me in my full disability. Because I'm going to get teach and say, okay, God bless. I ain't going to need your money. I need income to pay these bills. When I get my own, I wouldn't do nobody like that. And if I had a church, what I want to do, when I be able to get my money situated, I can pay all the bills of this ministry, and when people send me money, I'm going to put it aside and ask them, if you ever have any financial problems, the tithe money that you send will be there to assist you in financial assistance. You got to fill forms out. You've been in the church 10, 15 years. Fill the form out, and the pastor got to evaluate whether to give you money when you gave it to him. Man, you people are crazy. Y'all being duped. You've been duped out by the devil. And you're not going to like that this sermon because it ain't meant for you to like. It's to wake you up. The Bible says my people are destroyed because of lack of knowledge. Get some knowledge of God. Stop running to these so-called ministries that don't have no anointing. Teach very eloquency of speech. That don't mean nothing to God. I had a Christian named James Jones, a Republican slave warper. He told me he loved Trump. I like his policies. And the Lord told me to ask him something. What about his character? He didn't say nothing about that. But he a Christian. Character. But they like a policy. A politician's policy has nothing to do with the kingdom of God. The Democrats, they ain't got nothing to do with the kingdom of God. The Republicans, they definitely ain't got nothing to do with the kingdom of God. Independents, that has nothing, that's worldly system. But you buy it. The Lord gave me word of knowledge that James Jones, donated money to the Republican Party because babies. A woman has a right to her body. That's her body. And she wants to sin against her body. Nowhere in the scriptures that God says you can make a law that a person can't sin. God don't do it, but you want to do it on earth. You want to legislate something where a woman can't have an abortion. But yet, you don't want to legislate stealing. Then legislate, if you steal, you go to jail too. Legislate the whole thing. We're not under the law. It's so pitiful how the politicians are mixing Christianity, and you people are buying it because you don't know the truth. You don't know the truth. You don't know the Bible. Stop being fooled by the devil. Study the scripture. But godliness with contentment is great gain. 1 Timothy 6:6. Do any pastor teach that today? Hell no. But godliness with contentment is great gain. Does any pastor teach that today? Hell no. No, they don't teach it. They ain't teaching about holiness. He cussed. The word hell is in the Bible, H-E-L-L. That's the type of hell I'm talking about, the hell that you're going to. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. So what is it that you're chasing that you can't even carry it out with you? The kingdom of God is not based on your finances. His kingdom is totally based on totally something different. You see, Jesus knew about these types of people. He called them out. And believe me, did he call them out? Yes, he did. Let's look at how he called them out. In Matthew chapter 23, verse 13, this goes for preachers today. But woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye shut up the kingdom of heaven against men. For ye neither go in yourselves, neither suffer ye them that are entering to go. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye devour widows' houses, and for patience make long prayers, therefore ye receive the great damnation. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye compass sea and land to make one public. When he is made, ye make him twofold more the child of hell than yourself. Woe unto you, you blind guides. That's what y'all got, Jesse Duplantis. That's a blind guide, T.D. Jakes. He ain't nothing but a blind guide. Tell T.D. Jakes I said cast out demons on the thing. He'll set it up and have somebody act like a demon coming out. And if you don't have the word of knowledge and the gifts of the Holy Spirit, you'll believe it's a demon. See, Jesus called him out. And these same things that Jesus said happened to these preachers today. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you can pass sea and land to make one paralytic. And when he is made, you make him twofold more the child of hell than yourselves. Woe unto you, you blind guides, which says, whosoever shall swear by the temple is nothing, but whosoever shall swear by the gold of the temple, he is a debtor. Ye fools and blinds, for whether is greater the gold or the temple than sacrificed the gold? See, that's what people are after nowadays. And whosoever shall swear by the altar is nothing, but whosoever searches by the gift that is upon it, he is guilty. You fools and blind. For whether is greater the gift of the altar than sacrifice of the gift? Wherefore, whoso therefore shall swear by altar, swear by it, and by all things thereon. And whosoever shall swear by the temple, swear by it, and by him that dwelleth therein. And he that shall swear by heaven searches by the throne of God, and by him that sitteth thereupon. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye pray tithes and mints and amends and command, and have omitted the weigher matter of the law, judgment, mercy, and faith. These ought ye to have done and not to leave the others undone. They don't care nothing about people. All they care is about your money. But Jesus says it. You blind guides which strain out a grant and swallow a camel. They like that today. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you make clean the outside of the cup and the platter, but within they are full of exhortation and excess. Thou blind Pharisees, clean first that which is within the cup and platter, that the outside of them may be clean also. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye are likened to a withered sculpture, which indeed appeared beautiful outward, but are within full of dead men's bones and of all uncleanness. See, when you don't teach righteousness and you teach just prosperity, it's uncleanness. You can't carry it with you. $1 billion ministry. Send in $190. And I will give you seven scriptures. The minute that clown got on my radio station and said that, I cut him off. I didn't get a chance to see him at all. They said, you just take care of yourself. I wanted to go in the office and look at him in his face. So if anybody from Jamaica that's listening to me, tell him I said, stop that foolishness and teach the word of God. Been having a building fund over there for 20-some years and still don't have it. I don't know what's going on over there. I cut it loose. I don't like Prosperity Ministries. And when he got on there, that cut loose with me. Then they used to let me come teach on a Monday, a little small crowd, because they know I'm going to teach deliverance. But I was never able to teach on a Sunday. But on a Monday, ain't nobody there. So let them teach and we'll just and put them on the side. I saw all that. That's why I'm saying what I'm saying. I don't need his church. I need the Word of God. You don't need nothing but the Word of God. Because these churches nowadays, God ain't in there. That's man running that. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you are like unto a withered sculpture, which indeed appeared beautiful outward, but are inward full of dead men's bones and all uncleanness. Even so ye also outward appearance righteous unto men, but within you are full of hypocrisy and iniquity. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, because you bind the tomb of the prophets and garnish the sculptures of the righteous, and say, if we had been in the days of our father, we would have been partakers with them in the blood of the prophets. Woe unto you, by witness unto yourselves, that you are the children of them which killeth the prophet. Fill ye up them that measure of your father, you serpents, you generation of vipers. How can you escape the damnation of hell? They're not. You're going to have a lot of righteous pastors going to bust hell wide open. Wherefore, behold, I will send unto you prophets and wise men and scribes, and some of them you shall kill and crucify, and some of them you shall scourge in your synagogue, and persecute them from city to city, that upon you may come all the righteous bloodshed upon the earth, from the blood of the righteous Abel unto the blood of Zacchaeus, son of Zacchaeus, whom ye slew between the temple and the altar. Verily I say unto you, all these things shall come upon this generation. God is tired of this. Aren't you tired of going to a church and you don't know nothing? Here they come with the money plate. Pastor's Appreciation Day, you stupid fool. What you appreciating him for? What are you appreciating him for? God says, I've called you to become fishermen men. I don't need you to appreciate me. I'm just a messenger. I can be replaced. Man of God. Everybody ain't no man of God because you call them a man of God just because they teach. Don't forget, have we not prophesied in thy name and done these mighty works? Jesus said, away from me, you workers of iniquity. That include all of them. So just because you still highly anointed, they can still sell themselves out to the devil on the back end with this money. Musicians, they get really hit hard because Satan was a musician. How many people in the church? You got some musicians won't even go for two people. The Bible says despise not small things. But now you want to find out how many in there so you can make some money. If you are in this ministry to make a profit, get out. Because this is not what the kingdom of God is for. When Paul received money, he distributed to the churches to pay the bills. When they laid the money at the apostles' feet, they used it. But when you lay your money at the apostles' feet, they use it too. But not on you. They use it on their house, their cars, and then they want to justify because they're teaching the word of God that they're righteous, but yet ain't healed nobody. They ain't no man of God to me. Foolishness. Nothing but foolishness from the devil. And you buy into it. And every week they come with a different program for you. Talk real good. Give the word of knowledge to here or there, and you're still the same, and you ain't changed, and you still don't know nothing when you walked in there, and you ain't going to know nothing when you come out because you don't study the Bible. God is sick of it. God is sick of sin. God is sick of people trying to compromise his word, making profit off of it. God's tired of it, and God told me to send this message to you. Stop listening to this mess and find the truth for yourself. By reading the Bible. Get a pastor that has a love for the ministry and for you to help you. Does he do deliverance? Does he do healing? Got to make an appointment to see some of them nowadays. People call me all time of day, and I answer the phone. Sometimes I'm tired, but I answer. But when I'm tired, I'm tired. I'm human. I never turn down my members because I love them. These pastors don't care nothing about you. I told one of my members, you ain't got no money to tie to me. Save your money. I told two of my members, they wanted, no, but you stopping them, Brother Emmett? You stopping them from operating in faith? They need that money to pay their bill, their life, and to get turned off the next day, and you want me to tell them to take their money and send it to me. Are you crazy? It's foolishness. Use wisdom. We're in the grace. But they want to make sure that if you don't tithe, you go to hell. They're going to hell by taking your money and loving money more than anything. Got a highly anointed, and they clickish. And that one of them get up there. And then y'all start busting for position to get next to them. Then you start getting on the church panel. You got to pay a so much amount of money to be part of this ministry. You ain't here to nothing, but you up there with him on the pulpit. You paying, what, $250 a week? That's the requirement so you can sit up with him. It's a show. That's not Jesus Christ. That's not the kingdom of God. This is why we're in trouble that we're in today. Because the word needs to go out. The true word of God. The true word of God works. God's word is true and a bad record in heaven. But here on this earth, from what I'm seeing, Christianity ain't nothing but a casino money. I had a pastor call me and told me I have to check their books to see how much they tithe so I can get one of my psychiatrists to talk to them to keep them here. I heard that. I had a deliverance minister named Shannon Davis told me he casts out demons. He don't even speak in tongues. Tongues is a sign for unbelief. I said, since you cast out demons, can you have a sign for the unbelievers they can hear when you say shakarakarekodekanabara? He said, no, I don't do that. I said, you can't even help an unbeliever, but yet you're talking about you casting out demons. That don't sound right. 1 Corinthians 14:22 is where that's at. I ain't never compromised the word of God. I come from Pastor Wayne C. Thompson. I'm a disciple of Pastor Wayne C. Thompson, and my second, I'm under Derek Prince. I'm not a teacher like him, but I follow him. But when I get something in my spirit that bothers me, I have to teach this. I am so sick of Christians being used and abused over pastors. God bless you here at Live Deliverance Internet Radio. We're going to turn this thing over to Chaplain John Durden for comments. If you'd like to sow a seed here, we would appreciate it. I'm in a lot of challenges financially. If you give us five, we'll take it. I'm not trying to get no $10 million. I just want my needs met. And if this has been a blessing to you, please sow a seed to help us. That's all I ask. I always ask that. I never try to hype it up, talk it up to make you come out your money. Then that's witchcraft. I don't want to be trying to control nobody. The Holy Spirit don't control nobody. So if you desire to sow a seed to help me, please go to www.livedeliverance.com and look on your PayPal at the lower left-hand side. For those who listen to me on Facebook, we have a technical problem. This is a delayed message because it's not live. I have to send it to Sister Cedar Spot and then forward it to Live Deliverance where you can be able to get it. But if you'd like to sow that seed, please do so at www.livedeliverance.com. On the lower left-hand side, we appreciate your offerings. Stop being bewitched. Stop being tricked by these preachers. They ain't got no anointing. They ain't numbered hustlers. Shalom to you, and God bless. Not all of them. The ones who's casting out, the ones who's healing, the ones who's bringing the word, I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about the one that's jumping on top of money, talking about, ooh, money cometh, money cometh, money cometh. That ain't even in the Bible. You got even deliverance ministers saying that mess. I rebuke all that bull. That's a bunch of garbage. Don't believe that. The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things should be added unto you, not money cometh. Shalom. Captain John Durden, you got the mic.
Howdy, howdy, howdy. I really enjoyed it because really you was talking about indirectly about being led by the Holy Spirit instead of the flesh, the mind, and these kinds of things. And I want to share, that brought back some memories. I wish that alarm system would shut up because it always wake me, tell me something to do at 9 o'clock. Let me get with it. I wanted to hear the Lord like you did, brother, and a few other brothers that I know. I really did. And I hope that that ringing doesn't interfere with y'all, because if I try to ring, stop that ringing, I'll cut everybody off. I hope that y'all can't hear that ringing going on. It's telling me that I got to do a certain thing. But I wish it... Oh, it's still going on. Do y'all hear that ringing?
No.
But then, okay, good. No. Okay, I can tell because it's trying to interrupt me. Okay, there's something really important in my spirit I like to share. The two thing is, when I wanted to hear the Lord like you did, Brother M, and a few other ministers I know, and then I compared them with other brothers who are ministers, got all these doctorate degrees, 2 and 3, and can't hear a word. And finally, I just got sick and tired of it because I'm not trying to down any religion or any particular. I just got tired of this. We have His written word. And, you know, and I prayed about it. Lord, say, son, pray and fast. And I prayed and fast. And then one thing He did to me, it was two things. One, all of a sudden, I get this in my spirit. It says, my son, I shall speak to any child of mine who will humble his or himself and listen. I do not shout over the daily turmoil sounds of the average household. My voice is not weak, but it is quiet, calm, and severe. And the reason I'm elaborating on that is because many times when I'm sharing with the public, I'm saying, well, Brother Emmett, the Lord told Brother Emmett so and so and so on, and the Lord told Brother Emmett to tell me the same information about who's screwing up and who's lying and these kinds of things. But that's fine. But I want to hear Him from myself. So this is what He says to me. My son, I should not speak to any child of mine who will humble his or herself and listen, who will not do that. I do not shout over the daily turmoil sounds of an average household. My voice is not weak, but it is quiet, calm, and severe. Another thing He said to me, say, it takes complete surrender on your part before you can hear it. That surrender must be what? He told me, he said, John, it must be completely soul, your soul, your body, and spirit. I want all three of you. I don't want one. And then He says this to me, I do not answer casual inquiries. Lord, you still speak that today? I want to know this. I do not answer casual inquiries. It is only those who are persistent in wanting to communicate with me who hear my voice. Let me back up. He says, only those who are persistent in wanting to communicate with me who hear my voice, not the excitement seekers or the stubborn fool who seek out to move or disprove my ability and willingness to talk. So He told me a few things that I had to do, He says. And then He said, he referred me to Romans, you know, the 8th chapter, verses 5 through 8. And just to sum it up, I said, oh, I got it, Lord. He says, read it. And I read it, you know, and meditated on it fast and everything. And I read it, I don't know, 20, 30 times. It says this. It's just a little short thing. He said, there is therefore now no condemnation in them that are Christ Jesus, who walk not in the flesh, but after the Spirit. Walk, and then the keynote hit my heart, says this, for they that are after the flesh do not mind the things of the flesh. They that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. And then He says this to me through His word, the mind of sinful man is death, but the mind controlled by the Spirit is life and peace. He says, because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. And the sinful mind is hostile to God, and it does not submit to God, and it does not submit to God's law, nor can he do so. And what happens is these demons know my weaknesses, you know, which is about how argumentative I can get in a second kind of a thing. But God said, I'm not through with you yet. Let me tell you something else. He says, And when he got to talk to me, I came up with some spiritual understanding. And I said to myself, I finally realized that God does not, what, show favoritism to any person because of his or her heritage, reputation, position, or accomplishment. And most of the fellows who call me pastors, just because they got a doctorate degree, they think they have it all. He said, God, he told me, is that God does not show favoritism to any person because of his or her heritage, reputation, position, or accomplishment. God sees and evaluates our hearts, and his favor rests on those whose what? Hearts are sincerely turned toward him in love. And then I love this last thing that came into my spirit. Says, God does not prefer the love, the fellowship, and the prayers of the educated more than the poor or the powerful or the uneducated. He accepts all from every nation who fears him and do what is right. And my final comment is, once the person turns his or her life over to Jesus Christ, I mean sincerely, it is no longer business as usual. It is by means of our walking according to our faith in him, which includes opening ourselves up to him and to his miracles, and also by being obedient to the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And so, and then the bottom line, he says, and my problem was, it was being argumentative. He says, you remember when I said, Father, forgive them for them, they know not what they do. I said, yeah, you know. And then God gave me some more scriptures, and I was shocked when I heard Brother Emmett teach him when he was talking about the wars to the Pharisees, because he gave me that too. And so I was going to say, hey, you know what he said? Woe to you guys who are doing this. You're supposed to be ministers, Pharisees, and Sadducees, and so forth. Let me tell you something. Woe to you on this. Woe to you. I almost fell out of the chair when he was giving out all the war, because that's the same thing the good Lord gave me. So I just want to say, I'm trying. And for those who try to mock me by, well, you mean he been with him all that time? He ain't had the Lord yet? Well, that's because I was stupid like a lot of y'all who listen to me right now. He will speak to you when you truly humble to him. And you truly decide you want to have not just ability that you can hear him whenever you want to hear him kind of a thing. But he said, I only speak to my children. That's what he's saying. And he said, you can't do all those things and expect to hear from me because you're not going to abide by it. You don't care about me, you know. And mm-hmm. I'm not going to speak mm-hmm. to you for show kind of a thing. And so lastly, mm-hmm. I just want to say, and so the devil and them demons know what God told me. They know what's on my heart. They say, we got to stop this. Let's just bombard him every day. Do you know I never had this happen in my whole life, and here I am, 81 years old, and every phone call come, Brother Immigrant say, who you want to speak to? I don't speak to Brother John. Listen here, boy. So, and that's all. And that's number demon. I mean, they harp on me 24-7 almost. And I'm flashing. I'm trying hard. I say, uh-huh. Sometimes I may sit up and say, I'll be doggone when I say curse. And you know the first thing that minister will say? Uh-huh. I got you. I got you. See? I got you. And the Lord said, don't worry about it. I got him. I got you. See? You know? So I'm not going to use that excuse about, well, I'm human, because that's what they would say too. So I don't want to give them that excuse. So it's hard, y'all, to be bombarded 24-7. I ain't lying. I ain't never happened in my whole life. All day long, every day. Let me speak to Brother John. Let me speak to Mr. John. Hey, nigga, that's how I'm sorry. Hey, boy, this woman called me and told you did this. This woman told me you call her and try to get in that pan. And just, and you know, the old flesh, I say, you a liar, you sucker, so, tell her, and you to go to you know where and all these other things. And then they come up. One, every now and then, it slip out my, and the first thing that demon gives himself is, uh-huh, I got you. I got you. I said, God, that demon is slipping, got me. But it ain't going to happen no more. You can call me a nigger. You can call my mama a nigger. You can call my mama a slut. You can call me a faggot, whatever. I ain't going to buck down to no more, even if I just have to hang up, because I don't have to listen to your crap all day long, especially when I know you ain't got nothing going, that you got them demons leading you to make me falter. And then they want to say, I got, they see they slip. Because when I say a cuss word, that demon manifests, go, uh-huh, uh-huh, gotcha, I gotcha, uh-huh. Then you say, you know, you'll be to God, huh, that kind of a thing. Well, folks, who's listening? You can call me a mother effer. You can call my mama mother effer. You can call my dad and mother effer. You, any family members, whatever, you can say all your family. I'm not going to tell you what to kiss. I'm just going to say, well, take care, sir. That's all you got to say. You're repeating yourself. Sir. Some of them say the same thing about 20, 30 times over a 3-minute phone call. And you know the flesh won't explode. The flesh want to call him up and beat some butt. The flesh
want right.
to contact, beat the heck out.
That's right.
The flesh want
and
to
let me say this.
One of my butt.
I want to say this here. Brother John Durden has been my friend for 20 years. And I want to say this to you preachers. Y'all call this man. Y'all talking about ball jacking him. You threaten the man because the man trying to hear God. The man ain't no theologian. The man says he's trying to serve God. There's a difference between a theologian and serving God. You see, the devil don't like the Bible. And the devil will do anything to interfere. When you teach the Bible, let me tell you what's going to happen. Distractions. It's going to always be some shit to try to stop you from teaching the Word of God. I'm just going to tell you right now, the devil is real. Always. Put you to sleep. Phone ring, distraction. He don't want the Word of God to go out. And when the Word of God goes out, when you're in a church, you don't walk around while no pastor preaching. You go to the bathroom, you come set your butt down. You don't go up there and say, hey, can you turn this off from me? That's the devil. This man has been through all of that. This man is 81 years of age. And he's trying to hear the Lord. He's my best friend. I'm really tired of you guys calling him, asking him, what's his education? Education ain't got nothing to do with the kingdom of God. Nothing. Education has nothing to do with the kingdom. Jesus didn't even have a degree. He was a carpenter's son. And y'all call this man, threaten this man, and then you call him, and then you're talking about, tongues have ceased. That's a lie. Tongues have never ceased. And the man tried to explain it to you. Then the man got on the radio and said, I'm sorry for cussing. The man humbled himself and say, forgive me that I have a problem. The Bible says, confess your faults one to another, James 5:16. He did that. But what y'all go do? You're looking for him to make a mistake. You ain't none but wolves. You ain't no preacher. A preacher don't do that to people. A preacher don't be mean to people. A preacher don't try to teach and preach strife out of Christ. Do you know you can teach the Bible out of strife? If you don't have love, you ain't got nothing. The greatest commandment is love. That's the greatest commandment. This man is going through a lot. He's my friend, and I'm tired of y'all coming after him. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it. What's your education? How many degrees you have? And then you get on here talking about, well, you don't want to listen to me because I don't want to have education. Then fine. Titus didn't have education either. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John didn't have an education. Where y'all getting this education stuff from? Education. Educate your educated enemy. God is what you is. And God is sick of this mess. I'm tired of it. And I'm tired. And from here on out, don't nobody call me and call Brother John and ask him, educate. I'm going to ask, what you ask about his education for? He done gave his education over 2 years. Over and over and over, the same thing. And then some of you don't even want to come in the room to identify yourself because you don't want to know who you are. You don't want to be exposed, but yet you want to hear the truth. Y'all are hypocrites. Y'all ain't nothing to me. Y'all preachers ain't hitting on nothing. Nothing. I wish I had a .226 sniper rifle. I'll drop a whole lot of you because you ain't worth living to how you teach people and do people and treat people, take people's money and talk about you the pastor. And you've got two and three and four, five cars. And yet you make these people come to church and clean up free. Well, then why don't you work free? The Bible says, if a man shall not work, he shall not eat, 2 Thessalonians 3:10. And I'm sick of y'all doing this man like that. Y'all do this man like that every week. I done had enough of it. You don't know the problems that he has at home. You don't know the issues that he got with his family. It ain't your business, because 1 Thessalonians 4:11 says, make it a quiet life to tend to your own business and work of your own hands. Y'all call this man late at night, threaten the man. Talking about some ball jacking. That ain't nowhere in the Bible. Triple crown bishops. That ain't nowhere in the Bible. The Bible says that a bishop is the husband of one wife, and I'm sick of it. So next time anybody call him and you say education, I'm gonna give you a word of knowledge and call out all your sins. So when you do it, your sin get called out. Every last one of you. I'm sick of it. The man trying to serve God. And one pastor might, well, I'm going to wait till he make a mistake. We are human, for all have sinned, and for all have came short of the glory of God. Every one of us are human. Every one of us make mistakes. Ain't no perfect pastor. And what is y'all calling this Pope Holy Father. That man ain't holy. Ain't number one holy man. That's Jesus Christ, incarnated with no sin. He had no sin. Creflo Dollar, you ain't no holy man. You ain't nothing to me but a hustler. Eddie Long, I pray that you got saved because you could be in hell. I don't know where you at. T.D. Jakes, I come up against you and your foolishness talking about I find it okay to dwell with homosexuals. I don't find it okay. The Bible said separate yourself and be clean. Come out from among them, 2 Corinthians 6:17. Because y'all don't know the Bible. That man helps me. He called. Well, who's getting the word of knowledge? You got some of y'all in the back room. How many demons have he cast out? Is he? Do you know why y'all doing that? Because you're worrying about it. Is he have grown more than you? I'm sick of this. I'm sick of this mess. And y'all call this Christianity. This ain't no Christianity. All right, Brother John, you can close. I'm sorry, Brother John. I just got tired of it. I give you the mic before I close. I'm just sick of it, man.
Amen. Amen. You consolidated the whole thing. It's a shame.
It's a shame.
You know, but I'm not
sad,
party
man.
Anymore. They called me, no, man, 10, 20, 30 times a day to start off with your education, like it's their business. And then the next, oh, and I said, sometimes when I ask, why you want to know my, well, we don't want to go to him because he's not education. We are pillars. I mean, we ain't no pillars. You ain't a number to Trump. You ain't no pillar. Because soon as you pull that, you come.
And that ain't even in the Bible, calling some folks a pillar. That ain't nowhere in Scripture. That's not in the Bible. It's not in the Bible. That's not in the Bible. God is tired of y'all flipping his word and try to make it to be something that's not. God's word is his word. And he says, change not his word. If you add and change anything, damnation will come against you. That's in Revelation 21, ain't it, Brother John? God's tired of this. Preachers, 4, 5, 6, 7 cars. Poor people, they see y'all and won't even give you a ride home, but the money you give him, he riding in a Mercedes-Benz. They ought to take that Mercedes-Benz and blow it up with a time bomb. Let them walk to church. They ain't no different than you. Stop looking up to these people. These people ain't nothing but human beings hustling you, sounding good words and sounding holy, but in with full of wolves. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of how Christianity is. So-called white Christianity running around talking about the Republican Party is a Christian party. That ain't no Christian party. It's a political system of the world. I'm sick of it. Today, we had black people get gunned down in the United States like dogs. Where the faithful ministers at now? Where they at now? Where Jesse Duplantis at? Where that cracker at now? Gunned down. Here it is, 2022, and y'all still gunning down black people. Mitch McConnell, he get on there, Senator, talking about Barack Obama. They didn't even say President Obama. It's evil. It's evil to do people wrong. It's evil to talk to people any kind of way. It's evil to not be patient with people. Jesus was patient with you. He said, he who is without sin, cast the first stone. And y'all can't cast no stone on Brother John or me. And don't call me with it because I'll rebuke you. You don't want to deal with me because I ain't the one to be playing with. I am not in this here for profit. I'm in here for the gospel of Christ. Y'all asking the man, has he cussed yet? Well, when is the last time you cuss? Worry about your sin. Don't worry about his. I'm sorry, Brother John. I just had enough of it.
No problem, brother. No problem.
I had enough of it. We're closing tonight. If you like to sow a seed, fine. If not, then that's fine. God still got me because I don't trust in people. Brother John, close in prayer. If you'd like to give an offering to here, go to www.livedeliverance.com. I'm just so sick of this church going so far away from the Bible that people following it and going straight to hell. Or your fellow.
Yeah.
Sick of it. Where is he at? I'm going to come down and ball bust him. I'm going to put him on the street. What pastor want to put a person on the street and prostitute them? There ain't no pastor. And some of you men hitting women. You call yourself Christian men and you hitting and abusing women. You don't even take care of your own children. But yet you want to go fight your wife and go cuss out. Y'all ain't hitting on nothing. Y'all ain't number some hypocrites. Close out, Brother John. I'm ready to just get off this air.
Father God, we just thank you for what you have gotten over to this evening. We thank you for the message that you revealed to each one who needed to hear it. And I pray that the spirit of truth will move in such power that every stronghold and unbelief and discord will be defeated, Father God. I thank you for your son, Jesus. I thank you for the Holy Spirit that's opening up my spirit that I may hear. And I pray that they who are listening would learn to know and realize that they need to be led by the Holy Spirit, not the flesh. And I bring salvation and healing and deliverance to all those who listen tonight and who is really open and receive the message with a pure spirit and heart. We love you, and we thank you for your sacrificial death, Father. And we thank you for your forgiveness of sin. Even look at mankind and say, Father, forgive them, for they know not what to do. And it's in Jesus' name I pray, Father, and give you all the praise and glory. And I still ask, Father, to give me the strength to come back some of these nutty fruitcakes who are going to try to get me to argue so I would not be able to hear the Holy Spirit fluently. I will listen to the Holy Spirit, not whoever called and abused me. I'm just going to let it go in one ear and right out the other. Thank you for your mercy and your grace. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Reverend C.T. Dillmore, you just stole $500 out of church last week. Reverend Cartwright, you stole $2,527 and you didn't even report it. Reverend C.T. Billmore, you stole $7,000 from your church. Reverend E.W. McNicholson, you stole $9,000, you thief.
Ain't gonna call about our education.
And yet you're up here stealing church, stealing money from the church. You're a thief. But yet you're ready to call out somebody. Oh, they fornicating. They doing this. They doing that. You a thief. You just stole. You stole money from God. That's worse than anything, you thief. God is tired of this foolishness in the church. Tomorrow night, we're going to be dealing with some heavy stuff. Y'all ain't going to like it. Racial problems.
Amen.
In America. Racial problems in America. Y'all like to hear a feel-good gospel. Not with this Navy SEAL. I ain't going out like that. Not with this person. We seals in the ministry of Christ. Right? We're supposed to be hardened soldiers. We're supposed to be teaching the word of God, not sugarcoating it.
And tell him, don't ask me about what my education is. Education, you got to think.
And y'all stop from here on out. Don't call him, ask him about his education, because I'm going to hang up the phone. This ends our broadcast.
Amen.